Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Dr. Cupertino, Blog Talk Radio. Yes, we are here today because there's a lot going on in the world. And guess what? You need to know how to protect yourself in a world that is just really spinning off its axis. People are saying, oh, you know, there's nothing going on here in the world. There's nothing going on. Everything is just fine. Yes, it is. It is a lot going on, and you need to know about it. And this is why the Dr. Cupertino Show is in operations, to make sure that not only are you involved, but that you know how to protect yourself. And today's show is entitled, You Can Be Triumphant. And Dr. Colonel William Harrison, as you know, we just love him dearly here on the West Coast for over a year now. He's been coming on and he's been giving a lot of advice. And of course, some of you have taken it. I know I've taken it, and our lives are in much better shape. But now people are saying now, and Dr., you know, you guys are talking like Joel Osteen. Well, we know who Joel Osteen is, and we love Joel Osteen. We love anybody saying anything about how to live better today than they were yesterday. So this show today is going to talk about how you can be triumphant. When a person is not triumphant, he's in bad shape. He's out begging, he's out crying, he's out threatening others, and 9 out of 10 times he's on some kind of substance abuse. This is what the LAPD says. But right now, you might be saying, you know, I've done everything I can to 2019. You know, I've helped people. I've been a good Samaritan. I made sure I didn't get into too much trouble. I made sure I served God, you know, whatever God you say, you know, I've done that. But I'm not triumphant. I'm still financially strapped. I'm still getting bad notices from my doctors about my health. I'm still being bombarded with my grown children begging and asking for everything in the world and in the other world to come. I'm having problems with my spouse. My job is on the limb. Oh, Dr. Cupertino, please, how can I live a triumphant life? I've done everything I know to do that's right and some wrong things. Still no luck. No luck. But we're going to have Dr. Colonel Harrison. Colonel, are you on the line with us on this show today?
Yes, I am, Dr. Cupertino. Good morning to you and your listening audience. Good to enjoy to join you again, and thanks for the invite.
Well, you know, you're going to continue to get invites, although I believe after next week, it might be this week, I don't know, the name is going to change. So watch the bulletins. Instead of the Dr. Cupertino Show, it's going to be something else. And we're changing the name to reflect the times. We're changing the name to be more inclusive. We're changing the name to make sure everyone has an opportunity to know just what they're going to be listening to when they get on the show. But now people are running to and fro. People are scared. There's so many suicides that the CDC says they can no longer keep up with them. The reports now the past week is that billions is being spent on sleeping pills and antidepressants. People is mad. They're sad. Sleeping pills, antidepressants, and pain pills. Why? It's just in America. So why are America spending billions on pain pills and on sleeping pills? Let's talk about that, because I don't think anyone in that category is going to be able to live a triumphant life living off of sleeping pills. Why do you want to stay asleep 24 hours a day? And those taking pills for pain, what kind of pain? Mental pain, physical pain, emotional pain? I mean, what is going on that billions, instead of that money being spent to get people out the streets and build properties all across America, you know, and some of the dust belts? I mean, when I travel from coast to coast, I see nothing but just miles and miles of vacant territory. Why can't some of that 50 or whatever billions it is be used for that? Why are Americans, that's certainly not the road to triumphant life or triumphant living, spending billions on pain pills, sleeping pills, And then, of course, the antidepressant pills. Oh, I'm so sad. I'm so depressed. Why do you think that is, Colonel Harrison?
I think it's because people are looking for a crutch. Crutch is only needed for support when one can't support themselves by standing on their own feet. But certain things can be destructive to us. Certainly any type of a prescription or non-prescription pills that we use to block out temporary pain. And the truth of the matter is a lot of the pain that we try to block out is not physical pain, it's psychological pain. And so people indulge in these pills, but the reality of it is after they take those pills and the pills calm them down and give them some peace of mind or temporarily soothe their hurt or whatever it is, their headache or whatever it is, after that, the symptoms return because they're treating the symptom and not the problem. The problem is deeper than just taking pills. So people have a tendency to rely on a crutch, and I think we have to get away from relying on a crutch and rely on perhaps a natural diet and some inspiration that you can get from others who are up with mobile and up with speaking and more positive oriented and that can assist you assist one with their needs.
Wow, you know what? That sounds very interesting. And, you know, I might at one time could have put myself in that position. And when you say people are doing all those things because they're relying on a crutch, well, then why would a crutch be necessary? You know, if people are taking all these pills because they're sad, they don't seem to know a way out. See, that's where I'm going with this. Psychologically, they've done all they can to try to live a right life, whatever right life is. Now, you know, there's so many gray areas. I don't think these people are looking for a crutch. I think they're looking for some kind of aid, some kind of help that the government has not produced, some kind of aid or help that the church religious community has not done, some kind of help that the medical institution has not given them. I don't think people are spending billions of dollars looking for a crutch. You can get a pair of crutches almost free at a thrift store. I don't think it's a crutch thing. And then if people are looking for a crutch, why are they looking for a crutch? There should be some institution that could step in there before they need a crutch. You know, in the natural world, if a person need a crutch, they done broke a leg. They done broke a femur, they didn't broke a leg bone, so they're on crutches. Have these people, if that's the case, broken anything? Then if they have broken something, there should be some institution that can help them out of their brokenness. I wish I knew the names of three that are part of the billions of spending the billions of dollars on these kind of things. That tells me people need help. That they're in pain, they need some psychological, just like you mentioned now, they need some psychological help. But I myself turned to some of this stuff years ago. I wasn't looking for a crutch. I was looking for somebody to tell me it's all right. It's going to be all right. Something good is coming into your life. I'm here to inspire you, like Joel Osteen. That's why whatever the name of that church is, the man can do no wrong. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I was looking at something through my newsman, and he was up there saying something I couldn't even see. It was so many people there, and the camera's just rolling. So what is he saying? He's inspiring people. He's saying, you can do it. You can live a triumphant life. This is the way you can do it. Bam, bam, bam. One, two, three. So I don't think people are spending billions of dollars for a crutch. I think they're spending this kind of money to get out of their misery. I got to get out of misery. I'm not feeling good. I don't know what's wrong. I'm doing what I can. I think in the land, inspiration has dried up. I think in the land, people counting on institutions to encourage them from week to week. I think that's dried up in the land. I think people who are walking about looking for a hand, looking for someone to say, I love you, looking for someone to say, follow me. I think we're on to something, even with that. follow me. When people are hurting and they're sad and they're shooting up heroin, it's a new heroin that dries your bones out within 24 hours. I mean, oh, my God, what kind of stuff is that? Who would even try that? Someone that is hurting, not necessarily not looking for a crutch. I don't want a crutch. I want something more than a crutch. So I'm thinking, should we inspire and encourage and let people know, yeah, you can do it. My grandpa did it. You can do it. Yes, you can have what you need. Yes, you can have what you want. I don't think people are looking for a crutch spending. You know what? Show me some of them. Billions of dollars a year just in America. America's hurting. So now, let me tell you this first because I got another question for you. If all of this kind of money is spent on narcotics and things to give people a thrill out of their hell, then what other organizations should be getting that money to stand out and help? If I go on a drug, it's because, you know, it's not because I have no friends or anything like that. It's because, hey, I'm sad, sick, and sorry. This pain I can't scratch. It's the itch I can't scratch. What can I do? So, Colonel Harrison, with that in mind, can we say everybody is looking for a crutch? I think you said everybody. I hope you didn't. Can you say everybody is looking for a crutch that's on a drug? I don't think so. I think the woman with three kids, she's not looking for a crutch. She got to get out of the misery she done got herself in. She ain't got no money. Rent is due. She's going to get evicted. She got to get out of them kids. Something else is missing. And I think we're going to stay on this because you're not going to be triumphant. Listeners, if you're spending or you know someone who's spending or you encouraging someone to spend or you know who is spending billions on drugs and whatever else just to keep themselves going, something is wrong there. Colonel, can we backtrack on that question? Why do you think this is happening? Why do you think this is happening? We already know they're in pain and misery, but what is at the root of the cause?
But the root of the cause, from my perspective, is that people are looking for some type of support. So when I said crutch, I meant a support, something to lean on, to hold on to, and something
okay.
that will sustain
I'm glad
them.
To hear that. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Okay, I thought
yes.
so. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're looking to that, and so that's what they do. They seek out pills, but that's a $1 billion industry, and that industry isn't designed to really help people other than certain medications. That industry is designed to make a profit. So the pharmaceutical industry is a $1 billion industry, and that is not going to be the solution, the total solution to the problem that individual people have that are feeling despair and depression and anxiety. It has to be through interaction with other people. For an example, one, they could seek counseling. Two, they can associate with positive-minded people. Three, they can seek out certain churches. There are still churches that can help inspire people and give them hope. And so a lot of people are trapped in a quagmire because of a lack of hope. And as a result, they resort to pills to try to fill the void. Some drink liquor, some do illegal drugs. So that's my perspective on it.
Oh, okay, because, you know, I know that here in our state, doctors are fleeing. The cover has been pulled. These drugs, they're not designed to heal. They're not designed to cure anything. The practice of medicine is just that, the practice. Go to any hospital lodge, go around any medical clinic, you can't find parking. You got to drive around the lot 6, 7, 8 times if you're lucky. So obviously, these people running in and out, some of them are just sustaining the illness thereof. There's not one pill that can cure anything, or we wouldn't have the problems that we have now. So let's just be real. Many new doctors, millennial doctors, saying, you know what, if this is what it is, I'm out of here. Many are leaving even the rural areas where certain diseases are only found in those rural areas. They're saying the pills ain't working. some of these pill makers, drug makers, is not really making us well. So what is the solution there? So anybody getting on any drugs talking about a cure, okay, that is questionable. But now we're right back to a person living a triumphant life. You're not going to live a triumphant life if you are involved in any way in the drug industry. Kids as young as 8 are on drugs. So what is the solution? I know this is not a Bible show or anything like that. Don't get it twisted, you guys listening. I know you love us dearly. But now here's the whole point of what I'm getting ready to bring out. To live a triumphant life means you're going to need some support to do it. If I'm on cocaine, I'm not going out trying to talk to nobody to tell me how to get off of cocaine. I've got to face my own demonic, devilish misery before I get off of that, because the one that I go to, obviously that ain't gonna work, because it's too many in front of me, too many behind me that ain't got no help either. So something else is wrong, you know. It's like something up above my head. Something else is wrong with this picture, because the billions is spent on people that don't feel that they're having a triumphant life. They need some kind of drug. I need some help. I know, biblically speaking, you know, there was a prophecy that in the latter days, people were going to be running, grabbing hold of the prophet, saying, what must I do to be saved? What must I do? They're going to do that. And we're at that point now. The people that was put in charge, and, you know, I'm going here. It's not because I'm formerly one of Jehovah's Witnesses, but I'm going here for this reason. His son told anybody trying to help anybody live a triumphant life to go ye therefore. You can't get people out of the church. They on crutches, literal crutches. They sick. They in a wheelchair. The weather's bad. This and that. These pastors then fool some of these people to think that all they can do is run up there and look up and see them and hear them. Look at the sorry, sad, sick result of that. Something has gone wrong that this has happened, and this is just in America. America is not designed to have anybody live a triumphant life. If you got 3, 4, 5 million in the bank or more, you're still not living a triumphant life if you're not helping others with that. So right now, where are the people, Colonel Harrison, that was put in charge of helping people live a triumphant life? It ain't the government, because that's politics. The Son of God never got involved in politics. I'm going somewhere with it. He never got involved in no politics. He told the Sadducees, the Pharisees, especially the ruling court, High Supreme Court, Sanhedrin, I want no part of that. So what can we say right now to the masses that are part of this, billions of dollars being spent on drugs to encourage them to shut down? That's all a drug does. It shuts down a symptom. Hey, y'all, that's all it does. Colonel Harrison, what can we tell people? And we are known to be no nonsense. We're not sugarcoating nothing. Some institution has left these people out here skinned with their bones showing. They have not done their job. I don't have to say what Jeremiah said. I don't have to say what Isaiah said. I sure don't have to talk about what Daniel said. And he was told to seal that book up. All those major prophets, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, the one weeping and crying. I'm weeping and crying now. Pastor, what can we do? Colonel Harrison, what can a person do to live a triumphant life? Right now. Without a dime, no drug, no shot of heroin. What can that person do?
They can seek counseling through private or public sources that are available that will help stabilize them and help them work through their problems, their concerns, and their trials and tribulation. That's one thing that's free and is available, number one. Number two, I encourage people to associate with positive-minded people, people who can help encourage them through uplifting them by offering kind and positive and sincere words, speaking into their lives, things they need to do and can do, what they're willing to help them to do and get there. And number three, there's still hope, even though there's problems in some churches around certain regions of the country. There's still hope in some churches. There are some churches that are anchored in the premise of which the church was based and founded, not only to save souls, but also to help restore people and make them whole, because a church basically is a hospital for people who are spiritually ill. So there are still some churches, even though some have missed the mark, there are still some churches that can help people within their respective communities. And I encourage them to seek out those particular type churches.
Well, I'm going to tell you this, you know, hey, if I'm suffering internally, I'm mentally just out of it. I've tried everything. I have prayed. I have begged the spiritual world that be, help me. I already know I can count on the higher source to do that. I might not necessarily run to man. Man may have more problems than I have. I may not have no gas money to run seek out. Who am I going to seek out if I'm in that frame of mind that I need a drug to shut down some pain? Quite naturally, I'm not going to. Who am I going to seek out? The neighbor next door might be in worse shape than I. So I'm kind of thinking that, hey, listeners, don't get too upset. I'm thinking that the only way out of hell is to go to the one that has said, I'm going to destroy hell. I'm not going to the hell maker. I'm not going to man to get anything. I think our best bet in talking with our listeners is to tell them, Don't seek nothing out. How you get on all of this? How you get in all that shape, bad shape? If I try to run seek out, where am I going? See, that's a hard thing for us to say to a listener. See, okay, where? Okay, now you're going to tell me to go seek them out. Okay, where am I going? What if I'm laying on the sidewalk outside? What if I'm staying on somebody's back porch? Where am I supposed to go? Filthy, dirty. Don't have a dime, looking crazy, halfway hungry. Where am I supposed to go? And I'm going somewhere with the 70, 80,000 that's laying on the sidewalk right now. And I understand there's some shelter coming in 2020. You know what? I might be dead by then. But what I'm saying is that the practicality is to do this. Follow me. Someone with all power in the hand, they said it. I got all power in my hand. Now, if you got all power in your hand, that tells me there's something spiritual going on there, because I can't see that power in your hand. I saw you crucified. I saw them take you down off that cross. I saw them lay you in a tomb. I heard you got up 3 days later. I heard all of that. So that tells me, here's some spiritual power. So I'm kind of thinking, and you're being a pastor, you understand where I'm going with this. I'm thinking that anybody in that shape needs to reach out, but reach up. Don't go to man. Man may have got you on them drugs. I'm thinking that the encouragement people need to be inspired is to follow him. I'm not going to man and ask him for nothing. I'm not going to stand on the politician's door begging for anything. I think I'm on to something. Follow me. Now, how do a person follow the one that said, I got all power in my hand? Well, I need you to get some power in the mind so that I can get off the drug. I need you to help me find a place to stay. I need you to help me find a job. I need you to do that. I can't go to man begging for nothing. I can't hardly walk. I can't do that. I'm laying, a cell phone bill. Phone may be cut off any day. I can't do that. So the practicality of our show is not so much a spiritual show. We're here to give people rules and encouragement for a triumphant living. So I'm thinking we need to reach out and reach up. And as a man of the cloth, I know you can agree, you're a clergyman. Don't go to man for nothing. His son, a supreme being, said, follow me. So how can a person follow him? I know I've been sitting places. I don't have the time to tell it. I was sitting somewhere. I was getting evicted. I was living by myself. I had $20 to my name. At midnight, something said, get up. I was crying. I was praying, what am I going to do? I took $2 off that 20. That represented a tie, 10%. And I walked in jet black. It was in Salisbury's area. I left there, big mansion high on the hill. I left it walking, pitch black, till I found a post box, and I put $2 in an envelope to the Voice of the Martyrs. You want to give anything anyway? Voice of the Martyrs in Battlesburg, Oklahoma. I put $2 in that envelope. By the time 6 o'clock came, I had $2,000. That was a little after midnight. I was told to get up and get that tithe. I tithe now. I'm not saying that that's something everyone should do. You ought to do it, you know, if you want to be successful. So a triumphant life, not in closing, but to live a triumphant life, number one, you got to reach out. You got to reach. Don't go to man. Don't ask man for anything. Don't ask man for nothing. Get on your knees. Fall on your knees and put your hands over your head. My father, the great late Dr. Bishop James Howard Mims would say, put your hands up. And just say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Now, I know, you know, some of these other religions, they're not going to do it. But he said, just Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I'm telling you what I did. That's just to get out of one situation. I can tell your mothers you would not believe me running nude down a hotel, ninth floor hotel. But, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Another time I was running down the hallway again. And I looked up, I climbed out of the window down the fire escape, and I saw a yellow cab way down the alley, and I ran with no clothes on. And the door opened up. Next thing I knew, I was at home. That's supernatural. That's supernatural. I can tell you what this force has done. But, Colonel, in closing, give us three ways a person can live a triumphant life, not begging nobody, not crying on nobody's shoulder. Give us three ways that you probably preach on Sundays. How can our listening audience live a triumphant life?
Number one, seek a higher power. Some call him God, some call him Jehovah, some call him the Great Spirit. Number two, you have to submit yourself unto him. And number three, you have to believe that he does exist. You do those things, then the creator of heaven and earth and all that dwells therein, and you seek him with all your heart, will manifest himself unto you. Those are the three things that I recommend based on the conversation, the latter part of the conversation we're having now, Dr. Capitino.
Thank you so much. Now, Colonel Harrison, does that bring into the aspect of faith? Does a person need to have a strong faith to turn to something superior than himself?
No, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Faith will come. Once they submit, humble themselves, and seek God, faith will come. They will develop faith. Faith will become the same as getting up one bathing themselves, putting on clothes or whatever. Faith will come. They just got to humble themselves. They got to seek the higher power and allow the higher power to direct their path and their lives, and they will get out of the despair. They'll be able to find their way in life, and they'll be able to live a better life.
You heard from Colonel William Harrison. He's also the pastor of Second Union Baptist Church based in Washington, D.C., on a very, very nice little area, hallelujah, Delaware Street, Southwest. Thank you so much, Colonel Harrison, for being with us. He's also the author of The Solution to Chaos in the World, Amazon.com, Netflix, and Times. And remember, we've already said, look up, look out and up, rather than across the street, from which all of your help. It didn't say half of your help, a third of your help, but from which all of your help comes. And those spending billions on drugs, that's the only solution. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to the Dr. Capitino Show with Dr. William Harrison out of Washington, D.C. We will look to hear from you some kind of way. We got a new call-in number effective January 1. So, yay. Thank you for tuning in, and have a great weekend. And again, happy holidays. Thank you.